Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting second. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting sixth. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Randall. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Daryl Jackson. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Weiniger moves to third. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weiniger scores. Smalley moves to second. It's 3-1, Brewers. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Roger Erickson now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Erickson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Thomas moves to third. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lescano throws the ball into Cooper, who tags Landreau trying to return to first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lescano strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Randall moves to second. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Randall moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lescano hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mackanin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Morales moves to second. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morales moves to third. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morales tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Brewers. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount bunts towards first. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilfong covering, for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Jerry Kuzman now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil is walked intentionally. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ogilvie strikes out. Weiniger drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ogilvie out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Landreau takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McClure. Landreau moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Landreau scores. It's Brewers, 3, Twins, 3. Bill Castro now pitching. Rick Sofield pinch hits for Willie Norwood. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Pete Mackinnon. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. One out. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Jose Morales. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Sofield now playing right field. Mike Cubbage now playing first base. Doug Corbett now pitching. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando strikes out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sofield. Moore reaches second base with a double. There goes Lescano trying to get to home. Sofield throws the ball into Wilfong, who relays the ball to Weiniger, who tags Lescano, who came all the way from first, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.